It's time for Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
And after a week of snow cancellations and delays and a cancellation of a game that was supposed to be made up last Wednesday, we are finally back on the air with Red Hill Saluki basketball. And we can say welcome to the Best Way Express pregame show as the Red Hill Salukis get set to take on the Marshall Lions here at Marshall High School. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and it should be a pretty good matchup, Rob.
Hopefully so. I think both teams, Red Hill has not played since a week ago Tuesday, I think, when they defeated Oblong. I think Marshall's in the same situation. Last Tuesday, they lost at Lawrenceville. So I think about 10 days off for the both teams, 9 or 10 days off, and probably not a whole lot of practice time for either team. So, you know, they may have to shake off some rust. Who knows?
Yep, and of course, you know, the Salukis haven't played for over a week. They were supposed to play last Friday at home against Paris. That game was postponed, and then that game was going to be made up yesterday, but that game also got postponed as well, and they were supposed to take on Marshall on Tuesday night of this week. That game postponed as well. Of course, the Lawrenceville-Robinson game also being made up tonight in the Little Illini Conference. That game was supposed to be played Tuesday as well.
And I think Red Hill's makeup, the rescheduled date, if you want to call it, against Paris will be on February the 7th. I believe that's a Wednesday.
That's true.
And, of course, these teams are now going to gear up, hopefully gear up, for the Little Illini Conference tournament, which begins tomorrow night at Red Hill, the boys' tournament held at Red Hill. It'll be the 8th seed against the 9th seed, Paris against Lawrenceville, with the winner advancing to a Saturday matchup against top-seeded Casey. And Red Hill will play a 6 o'clock game against Robinson. Robinson, the 2 seed, and Red Hill, the 7 seed.
Pre-game show is brought to you by Best Way Express. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. We'll take a 3-minute break and be back with a preview of the LIC Boys Tournament and some updates from the final day of the LIC Girls Tournament. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank. Your community bank.
Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rutgers Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Mm-hmm. The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back to the Best Way Express pregame show, brought to you by Best Way Express. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. JV game just wrapped up between the Salukis and the Marshall Lions. That was won by Marshall. Final score of that game, 59-27. So we're getting set for varsity boys action here between Red Hill and Marshall. Of course, tonight also the final night of the LIC girls tournament. The consolation championship game wrapped up a few minutes ago. The final score of that game was the Newton Eagles 49 and the Casey Westfield Warriors 44. So Newton finishes in fifth place in the LIC girls tournament. They are your consolation champion. Of course, the third place game going on right about now, Florida taking on the Marshall Lions.
Right.
And the so Marshall only having to drive a few miles for that game. And the championship game will be tonight at about 8 o'clock. That'll be the Olney Tigers and the Paris Tigers. Battle of the Tigers.
Tiger rag.
There you go.
Or hold that tiger or something like that.
Yep.
It's funny. Eye of the tiger.
It's funny, my dad went to Princeton High School, and of course,
the
Tigers and Fort Branch would play hold that tiger at basketball games.
Yeah.
Of course, the LIC boys tournament starts tomorrow night. That will kick off with the 8-9 game. That'll be the 8th seed, the Paris Tigers, and the 9th seed, the Lawrenceville Indians. You can listen to that game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Central Time on our sister station, Light 103 FM. That will be handled by Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman, our good friends. And, of course, Red Hill will take on Robinson at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. And that game you can listen to right here on The Legend.
Right.
We're not sure yet where Lawrenceville will play, if it'll be Saturday if they beat Paris, or if they lose, it'll be Monday.
Right. If they lose, they play Paris or play Casey tomorrow. If they lose, they play Monday against one of the losers of earlier games.
So we'll have to see how that works out. But we are just about set for basketball here. This has been the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with the tip-off. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2 phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, K-1 caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
And we are back here at Marshall High School as the starting lineups are being introduced to the crowd here for the Red Hill Salukis. It will be their usual five. It'll be Chase Murray and Corbin Shoulders and Drew Moore, Andy Wells, and also it looks like Parker Havel.
Yeah, Parker Havel, right.
So that is the starting five for the Red Hill Salukis. And for the Marshall Lions, it'll be number 33, Cole Boyer, number 34, Isaac Ward, number 10, Wade Tharp, and also number 22, Marcus Downs, and number 23, Jesse Burdick.
Burdick, the big 6'7", and they got Jesse Burdick at 6'7", and Cole Boyer at 6'3". Boyer's a stocky player.
And so we are just about set to go here at Marshall High School as Andy Wells will jump, and he will jump against Jesse Burdick. We are all set. Here's the tip. And the Salukis come up with it. Parker Havel comes up with the tip, and now Drew Moore has it to start the game.
Marshall and the man.
And now Murray gets it out top the key. Now they feed it down low to Andy Wells, and that gets blocked away. That was Marcus Downs with that block, and the Lions have the ball. We've just started the game here. No score as the first quarter is now underway. Now Marshall with the ball. That got tipped but recovered by the Lions. Here's a shot that's no good. Rebound, though, and that's off the rim. And the Salukis come up with the rebound. Now Red Hill with the basketball here. Here's Drew Moore getting it out to Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders at the baseline here. Now at the top of the key, gets it out to Murray. Murray with the ball out to Parker Havel this time. Havel with the ball, gets it out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore gets it out this time, Chase Murray. Chase Murray now left wing here, Shoulders. He's going to take a three here, and that's off the rim. Fight for the rebound. Andy Wells comes up with it. That gets blocked. Here's a shot, though, by Wells, who got the rebound. No good, and the rebound comes out to Jesse Burdick. That was Marcus Downs with that block, already with two blocks in this game. Now they feed it down low this time, and they feed it down low, and that's a charge.
They're going to call an offensive foul against
Cole Boyer, I think.
Yeah, right.
And so Red Hill has the ball this time. No score to start the game. 6:50 to go here in the first quarter. Now this time Drew Moore has the ball, rolls out to the top of the key. Now feeds it down low to Andy Wells this time. Now gets it out to Chase Murray. Now back out Drew Moore, top the key. Parker Havel gets it out to Shoulders in the right wing. Now Drew Moore has it. Now this time gets it out to Shoulders. Shoulders drives down low, gets it out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore now at the left baseline here, directing traffic. 6:23 to go here in the first quarter. Still no score for either team. Drew Moore is going to take a 20-footer here, and that's good. Drew Moore with the first 2 points of the game, and it's 2-0 Salukis. Now this time Marshall has the basketball. Here's Isaac Ward with it. Gets it out this time to Marcus Downs. Now they go left wing to Wade Tharp. Now this time in the left wing, here's a shot by Jesse Burdick. That's in and out and rebounded by Andy Wells. Now this time Drew Moore has the ball in the right wing. Drew Moore with the ball getting a screen there from Wells. Gets it out to Shoulders, top the key. Now this time Drew Moore at the left baseline. Baseline gets it out this time to Parker Havel. Now this time Chase Murray has the ball. Murray gets out to Shoulders, top the key. Shoulders over this time, right wing. Here's Parker Havel. Havel this time with the basketball, and he falls down. We got a whistle. It's going to be a foul against Marshall.
Yes, Marcus Downs, his first, team second.
And so Red Hill will keep the ball. They have a 2-0 lead here with 5:35 to go here in the first quarter. Chase Murray gets set to inbound and gets out to Corbin Shoulders. Now Shoulders with the ball. Gets out this time, right wing to Drew Moore. Drew Moore with the ball on the right wing here. He's going to take a three here, and that's going to be off the rim, and it goes over the backboard and out of bounds. And Marshall will take over the ball. Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, your community, your bank. 2-0 lead still for Red Hill. No score yet for Marshall. 5:18 to go here in the first quarter. Now Lions with the ball. They feed it down low this time. That goes out of bounds, and that's last touch by Cole Boyer.
Yeah,
and Red Hill will take the ball.
Burdick tried to get it underneath the Boyer. Couldn't handle the pass, touched it last.
So Red Hill with the basketball here. Here's Parker Havel. Havel, and that's tipped away, but Chase Murray comes up with the ball. They feed it down low to Andy Wells. Andy Wells shoots it this time, and that goes in the basket.
Yeah, he got it over Jesse Burdick.
4-0 Salukis here to start the game here. We're under 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Here's a three on the way by Wade Tharp. That's off, and the rebound comes out to Corbin Shoulders. Now Saluki's in transition here. They feed it down to Chase Murray here. Now right wing, here's Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders drives down low, gets out to Moore. Here's a three on the way by Havel. That's off the front of the rim and rebounded by Cole Boyer. Now Marshall in transition. Here's Isaac Ward. He's going to take it from the right wing. That's off, but he's fouled while shooting, and that will send him to the free throw line.
Fouling Corbin Shoulders.
And that will be the first foul against Red Hill this half. And so Isaac Ward will go to the free throw line. Ward at the line. First free throw by Ward is up, and it is good. First point of the game for Marshall. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. Second free throw by Ward. It's up, and it is good. It bounces in. 2 points for Ward, and it's 4-2 Red Hill. Under 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Now Red Hill with the ball. Here's Parker Havel top the key. Gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders in the right wing. Now Drew Moore is going to shoot it from the free throw line, and that goes in. Drew Moore now with 4 points in the ballgame, and it's 6-2 Red Hill.
And Drew looking for his shot a little bit more tonight.
So now Marshall has the ball here. 4:06 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Isaac Ward with it top the key. He's going to take a three here, and that's going to be off the rim. And Parker Havel comes up with the rebound. Now Saluki's in transition. Havel drives it, gets it out to Murray. Murray now this time out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore drives down low, shoots it from the right wing, and that's going to be off the rim. And the rebound comes out to Cole Boyer. Now the Lions in transition. Here's a shot on the way, and that's good. And that's Wade Tharp with that basket, and that makes it 6-4 in favor of Red Hill. Now the Saluki's with the basketball here. Drew Moore gets it out to the right wing, gets it out to Chase Murray top the key. Murray drives out, this time gets it out to Wells. Now Shoulders has the top the key. Shoulders with the ball here, being double-teamed here, gets it out right wing to Murray. Murray drives inside, gets it out to Drew Moore at the top the key. 3:16 to go here in the first. Shoulders has it in the left wing here. Shoulders getting double-teamed here. Now he's going to take a three from the left wing, and that's going to be off the rim and rebounded by Isaac Ward. Now Marshall in transition here. Ward at the right wing this time. Feeds it down low this time, and that's a good basket by Cole Boyer. Cole Boyer with his first 2 points of the ball game, and we're all tied at six. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We're all tied at six, and Red Hill has the basketball. Now Drew Moore has it in the left wing here. Drew Moore drives down low, shoots it over two defenders. That's no good, and Wade Tharp comes up with the rebound. Now Tharp in transition, and he's going to be called for a travel. He was trying to draw a foul there, I think.
I think he was. Lost his balance going in there. Third turnover for Marshall.
And so that turnover will give Red Hill the ball back. We're all tied at six here. 2:35 to go here in the first quarter. Now this time Chase Murray in the right wing. Feeds it down low, and that's stolen away. Isaac Ward with that steal as they were trying to find Andy Wells down low.
That's turnover number one for Red Hill.
Now this time here's a shot from the left wing, and that's going to be off the rim. Downs with that miss, but a rebound and a putback by Cole Boyer. Cole Boyer now 4 points in the ballgame, and that gives Marshall its first lead of the game at 8-6. 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. Red Hill now with the basketball. Drew Moore rolls out to the right side here, gets it out to Andy Wells. Andy Wells drives down low, shoots it over two defenders, and that goes off the rim, and the rebound to Cole Boyer. Now Marshall in transition here. They feed it all the way down low to Marcus Downs. And Marcus Downs can't hold on to it, and Chase Murray comes up with the rebound.
Yeah, Drew Moore was down there, was able to knock it away under the basket.
So Chase Murray drives down low, shoots it, and gets the basket. Gets it over Cole Boyer, and that ties it at eight. Chase Murray with his first 2 points of the ball game. Minute and 30 to go here in the first quarter. Now Marshall with the ball. We're all tied at eight. Now they get it out to the left wing this time. Wade Tharp feeds it down low this time. Here's a shot on the way. That's no good. Burdick gets fouled, though, on the way to the basket, and that will send him to the free throw line.
Andy Wells picks up that foul, I believe, his first, team second.
So with 1:24 to go here in the first quarter of the basketball game, Jesse Burdick at the free throw line. First free throw is up, and it is off the rim, and we got a sub coming in. It's Mitchell Nash. And he will replace Andy Wells, who so far has 2 points in the ball game. So this time, Jesse Burdick at the free throw line again. Second free throw is up, and it is good. First point of the night for Burdick, and it's 9-8. Lions with the lead. Now Red Hill has the ball here. Here's Parker Abel crossing half court, gets it out to Chase Murray. Chase Murray with the ball, gets it out. Drew Moore top the key. Moore out back to Murray, this time the right wing. Murray directing traffic, gets it out to Havel, top the key. Now left wing here, shoulders driving out top the key. This time Chase Murray's going to take a three here, and that's going to be off the front of the rim and rebounded by Marcus Downs. So now the Lions with the ball here and a one-point lead. Now this time they get it out to the left wing here as Isaac Ward has it. 50 seconds to go here. They feed it down low to Downs. He misses that layup, but he gets his own rebound, gets it out back this time. That shot is missed as well as Jesse Burdick misses that one. The ball goes out of bounds and back to Red Hill. So Red Hill down by one. A pretty decent start, though, for Red Hill. Yeah.
Both teams not shooting real well, but it's been kind of a slow-paced game on offense, not a up and down the floor.
Saluki's with the ball. 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter as Drew Moore gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Now this time Chase Murray has it at the baseline. Now this time Drew Moore has it the right wing. Gets it out to Shoulders. Shoulders drives down low. Gets it out this time to Chase Murray. They feed it down low. That's stolen away. Jake Wade Tharp with that steal. Now Marshall in transition. They feed it down low to Burdick. That shot is no good. And the rebound comes out to Red Hill. 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's 9-8 Marshall. Red Hill with the ball. Drew Moore with it. Down to 5 seconds to go here. Drew Moore top the key here. Gets out right wing to Shoulders. Who's going to take a three here? And that's off the rim. And that's it for the first quarter. On the Port Blundy scoreboard, the first quarter in the books. And it's Marshall 9 and the Red Hill Salukis 8. We're back in 1 minute with the second quarter. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Every Tuesday and Friday is their all-you-can-eat catfish dinners for only $10.95. The specials go on at the Port and Blondies. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
Tonight's game brought to you by Amberall Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances, and Larry Bogue's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, and Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking. Your score on the Port Blundy scoreboard to start the second quarter, it's Marshall 9 and the Red Hill Salukis 8, as Marshall Marcus Downs will inbound to start quarter number 2.
Kyle Sanders in the ballgame, I think, for
Now Isaac Ward has the ball at half court. Being guarded by Corbin Shoulders. Gets it out this time to Wade Tharp. Wade Tharp now feeds it out this time back to Marcus Downs. Downs with it. Gets it out to Kyle Sanders, who's back in the game now. Now this time they get out to Isaac Ward. Now this time they're in the left wing. Here's Tharp with it. Tharp drives down low. Gets it out to Burdick, who shoots it, and that's off the rim. And Corbin Shoulders comes up with the rebound. So now Drew Moore with the basketball here. As Red Hill trails by one. Chase Murray gets it out left wing this time. Now Havel gets it out top the key to Corbin Shoulders. Now Drew Moore has the ball at the baseline. Now top the key, here's Havel. Havel out to Chase Murray in the right wing. Now this time Shoulders has it and gets it out to Drew Moore in the left wing. Moore with the ball here. Looks for an opening, being guard here, and gets it out top the key to Parker Havel. And that ball gets tipped away, and it's going to be Marshall ball as Red Hill last touched it. Tonight's game brought to you by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It's Marshall 9 and the Salukis 8 as the Lions now have the ball. Now they go in the left wing. Here's Tharp with it. He's going to shoot it from just outside the free throw line. No good. And Tharp gets his own rebound, shoots it over Murray. No good. But draws the foul on Murray, and that will send him to the free throw line.
Yeah, Marshall's out rebounded Red Hill 12-6 so far. So
that's Chase Murray's first foul of the game and the third against the team. Marcus Downs at the line. First free throw is up, and it is good. Downs has his first point of the game as Landon Ray comes in and replaces Corbin Shoulders. Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders, here to handle all of your back and neck pain. Second free throw, no good, and Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Now the Salukis in transition. Here's Drew Moore at the baseline, gets out to Chase Murray, top the key. Now this time they get out to Parker Havel. That's tipped away and stolen by Marcus Downs. Downs, and that's tipped away and stolen by Havel. Havel with that right back at you, and we got a foul against Marshall. We got a quick Port Blondie scoreboard. Final score to pass along from the JV game at Lawrenceville. The Indians win it 52-40 over the Robinson Maroons. That's the JV score.
Okay, JV.
So our thanks to board operator Dennis Pullen for that final score update. If we get any final score updates from the LIC girls tournament, we'll pass those along to you as well. In the meantime, Drew Moore has the ball. Salukis down 10-8. 6:20 to go here in the first half. Now Landon Ray has it in the right wing. Gets it out this time. That's tipped away by Marcus Downs, but Red Hill will keep the basketball.
Jacob Schaffner coming in for Marcus Downs.
And Schaffner and Downs, and I were talking
quarterback
about
quarterback for quarterback.
That's right.
Yeah.
Quarterback for quarterback. They, of course, split snaps for the Marshall football team. Now Red Hill with the basketball here at the top of the key. Here's Drew Moore driving down low. Gets it out to Chase Murray in the right wing. Murray at the free throw line. Feeds it down low to Nash, who gets the basket. Mitchell Nash with his first 2 points of the game, and that ties things at 10. Now Marshall with the ball. Here's Isaac Ward with it in the left wing. We're under 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Now this time Burdick has it, gets it out to Tharp. Tharp to top the key. Now left wing. This time here's Jacob Schaffner. Schaffner drives down low, gets it out right wing. Here's a shot on the way by Burdick. No good, and rebounded by Red Hill. Now this time Saluki's in transition. Here's Drew Moore in the right wing this time. Gets it out, shoulders top the key. Shoulders drives down low, shoots it over two defenders, got the basket and the foul.
Wow. First basket for Corbin.
And it's an and one. And that foul will be against number 32, Kyle Sanders, his first. And the fourth against Marshall. In the meantime, shoulders at the free throw line. His free throw is up, and that's off the rim. And the rebound comes out to Burdick. So it's 12-10 Red Hill with 5:21 to go here in the second quarter. Now this time Marshall with the ball. Here's Isaac Ward getting out this time to Burdick. Burdick now left wing. Here's Schaffner with it, driving down low, shooting it over Ray. That's no good. And he gets his own rebound. Now this time they drive down low. No good. And a fight for the rebound here. And Red Hill looks like Chase Murray has it.
And I think Red Hill got it. Call timeout.
And so they call a 30-second timeout. Yeah. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It's the Salukis 12 and the Marshall Lions 10. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Best Way Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Best Way Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Best Way Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Tonight's game brought to you by WTHI-TV in Terre Haute, leading the way, and Lawrence County Health Department offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. So Red Hill will inbound the basketball. They have a 12-10 lead with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Corbin Shoulders will cross the timeline with it for Red Hill. Gets it out this time to Drew Moore at the right side of the baseline. Now this time Chase Murray has it in the left wing. Murray now top the key, gets it out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore here being guarded by Isaac Ward. Drives down low. He's going to shoot it over Ward. That's no good, but he draws the foul on Ward. And that will send Drew Moore to the free throw line.
First foul against Isaac Wood.
And so that will be the fifth team foul. Isaac Wood picks up that foul. And Drew Moore at the free throw line. First free throw by Moore is up, and it is no good. Tonight's game also brought to you by Sippet Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. Second free throw by Moore is up and good. Drew Moore now at 5 points in the game, and it's 13-10, Salukis with the lead. Now this time Marshall with the basketball. Here's Isaac Wood with it, gets it out left wing, this time to Wade Tharp. Tharp getting a screen there, gets it out this time to Sanders. Sanders in the left wing being guarded by Chase Murray. And that's tipped away and stolen by Landon Ray. Now Leonard Ray, fast break. He shoots it and gets the basket. Landon Ray with his first 2 points of the game, and that makes it 15-10 Salukis. Now Marshall with the basketball here. Here's Isaac Wood with it, driving down low. Shoots over two defenders and gets it.
Got a little teardrop shot there.
Wood now with 4 points in the ballgame, and it's back to a 15-12 game for Red Hill. Now this time Drew Moore in the right wing here. He's going to shoot it. It's a two from the right wing, and it's good. Drew Moore now with 7 points in the ballgame, and it's 17-12. Red Hill with the lead. Under 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Marshall with the basketball. Here's Wood with it. Getting out this time to Tharp, and Tharp drives down low, shoots it over shoulders, no good. And Tharp gets his own rebound. He's going to take a three from the left wing here. That's off the front of the rim. And Andy Wells comes up with the rebound for Red Hill. So Drew Moore drives, and he's going to be called for a double dribble. So a sub coming in for Marshall as Cole Boyer comes back into the ballgame and replaces Kyle Sanders. 17-12, Red Hill with the lead. 3:28 to go here in the second quarter. That was a rare turnover so far in this game, Ron.
Red Hill has five and Marshall has six.
It's now the Lions with the basketball here. Here's Isaac Wood with it. Gets it out to Tharp in the right wing. Tharp now feeds it this time. Now Burdick has it. Burdick being challenged here by Wells. And that ball got tipped away and stolen by Red Hill. Chase Murray with that steal. Now Chase Murray gets it out. Here's a three on the way from Ray from the right wing. That's off. And Cole Boyer comes up with the rebound. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. This time Isaac Wood with the ball top to keep. Feeds it down low. And we got a foul called. And it looks like it's going to be on Red Hill.
Andy Wells, I think.
That will be the 14th foul against Red Hill.
It was on Chase Murray. His second.
And the fourth against Red Hill this half. Marshall inbounds this time. Now Burdick has it top the key. Gets it out this time to Wood. Now left wing. Here's Wallace getting out top the key. Tharp for three. That's going to be no good. And Chase Murray comes up with the rebound. Now the Salukis in transition. Here's Drew Moore top the key. Drew Moore hands it off to Landon Ray. Landon Ray at the baseline here. 2:30 to go here in the second quarter. Chase Murray has it top the key. Gets it out to Shoulders in the left wing. Shoulders being guarded by Wallace here. Shoulders in the left wing. He's going to take a shot. That's going to be off the front of the rim. And the rebound comes out to Wallace of Marshall. Now Lions in transition here. They drive down low and they get the basket. That was Isaac Wood scoring that basket. He's got 6 points in the game, and that makes it 17-14. Red Hill in fast transition as Landon Ray is called for an offensive foul. He was in the act of shooting, but he's called for an offensive foul. We got a quick Port Blount scoreboard update from WAMW, our sister station. Vincennes Reveille 41, Washington 16 at the end of the third quarter. That's from our board operator, Dennis Pullen, and from our sister station, WAMW in Washington. 2:03 to go here in the second quarter, 17-14. Red Hill with the lead and Marshall with the ball as Wallace gets it out this time to Cole Boyer. Now they go in the right wing here. Here's Isaac Wood. Now they get out to Burdick. Now this time here's Wallace top the key. Wallace drives down low here and he falls down. We got to travel. So a turnover there for Marshall. 1:45 to go here in the second quarter. And it's Red Hill 17 and Marshall 14 as the Salukis have the ball. So now this time, they bring it up court. Now Drew Moore has it in the right wing. Drew Moore takes a three from the wing. That's going to be off the rim. And Burdick tries to get the rebound, but Andy Wells gets it. Good save for Red Hill there by Andy Wells.
Yeah, kept after it.
Now they feed it down low to Wells this time. Shoots over two defenders, no good, but draws the foul. That will send Andy Wells to the free throw line. So Andy Wells will go to the free throw line. That will be the
second foul on Boyer.
And the 16th foul. So next foul against Marshall will be a 1-1 for Red Hill, but this will be a two-shot foul. Wells at the line. First free throw is up, and it goes in. Andy Wells now 3 points in the ballgame. Tonight's game brought to you by Ford's Photography, the area's trusted name for senior portraits, family portraits, sports, and special event photography. Ford's Photography. Second free throw is good as well. 4 points now for Andy Wells, and it's 19-14, Red Hill. 1:20 to go here in the first half. Marshall with the ball, Red Hill with a 5-point lead. Now this time they get out to Ethan Harper, who's in the game for Marshall. Being guarded by Wells. Now they feed it down low. Here's a shot by Burdick. No good, but he draws the foul. And that will send Jesse Burdick to the free throw line.
That's Drew. He'd taken the shot, but he hit it, bounced into him. So
that will be the first foul on Drew Moore and the sixth foul on Red Hill. So that will send Jesse Burdick to the free throw line. He's got 1 point so far in the game. First free throw is up and no good. Tonight's game brought to you by Cunningham Young Funeral Home with three locations in Lawrence County to serve you. Burdick at the line again. Second free throw is up. That's off the front of the rim. He misses them both. And Chase Murray comes up with the rebound for Red Hill.
Minutes to go in the half.
Red Hill with a five-point lead. Trying to go to the halftime locker room with a five-point, with a lead of any kind, yes. Really. Now this time, here's a three on the way from Landon Ray. That's off the rim. And Andy Wells comes up three round. That gets blocked by Burdick. Now Marshall with the ball here as Isaac Wood had that rebound. They feed it down low to Tharp, who gets the layup. Wade Tharp now with 4 points in the game, and it's 19-16. Red Hill still with a three-point lead. Down to 33 seconds to go here in the first half.
I think they'll try to hold for one shot.
They might as well. There's no shot clock.
No. Almost
and
stolen.
A near steal attempt there by Wallace, but Parker Abbs was able to come up with the ball. Now down to 20 seconds here as Marshall's putting on some pressure here. Chase Murray now breaks that pressure and gets it out to Drew Moore. Down to 15 seconds to go here. Drew Moore slowing things down here. We're down to 10 seconds here. Red Hill holding for the last shot. Down to 6 seconds here. Moore at the top of the key. Down to 5 here. Moore getting a screen. Gets it out to Andy Wells. Down to 1 second. Here's a three on the way by Ray. That's off the front of the rim. And that will wrap up the first half. On the Port Blundy scoreboard, your score after two quarters. It's Red Hill 19 and Marshall 16. We'll take a three-minute break and be back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Ambrall Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrall Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rutgers Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Save Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People Save Bank. Your community bank.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949. Or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
And we welcome you to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Your score at the half on the Port Blanny scoreboard. It's the Red Hills Salukis 19 and the Marshall Lions 16. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and let's take a look at the scores from both teams for the first half of play. For the Red Hills Salukis, Drew Moore so far leading the scores with 7 points for Red Hill. Annie Wells has four, and Chase Murray, Landon Ray, Corbin Shoulders, and Mitchell Nash all have 2 points each. And for the Marshall Lions, they so far are led by Isaac Wood, who so far has 6 points in the game. Cole Boyer has four, Wade Tharp also has four, and Marcus Downs and Jesse Burdick so far with 1 point each.
As you take a look at what's in the first quarter, Red Hill jumped out to an early lead of 4-0. Marshall came back and led 9-8 at the end of the first quarter, and with a score 10-8. Marshall, Red Hill scored 7 consecutive points to lead 15-10, and the lead has stayed between 3 and 5. It was 15-10, 17-12, 19-14, and it's now 19-16. From the field, Red Hill is 8 of 25, and Marshall is 6 of 22. Free throws, Red Hill 3 of 5, and Marshall 4 of 7. Marshall has out-rebounded Red Hill 18-12. But the Lions have committed 8 turnovers to 6-4 Red Hill. But again, Red Hill leading here at the half, 19-16. And they're having a half-court shooting contest here, I guess. The prize to make all three was $10,000. So yep. I need to make any of them. So
the crowd having some fun tonight here at halftime.
Right.
Some participation from the Marshall fans. I do have a quick final score from the Port Blanny scoreboard from the LIC Girls Tournament. In the third place game, the Marshall Lions victorious tonight over the Flora Wolves. The final score, 45-30. So the Marshall Lady Lions finish in third place in the Little Illini Conference Girls Tournament.
Being played at Casey, so the championship game between the top two seeds, the Olney Tigers and the Paris Tigers. I got to keep calling them Olney Tigers. Some people call them the Richland County Tigers.
Yeah.
But to me, they're still the Olney Tigers.
Well, in the LIC girls program, they're listed as Olney in parentheses Richland County.
Yep.
But they will take on each other in the Lady Tiger Bowl, I suppose you could call it,
yep,
as they will battle it out for the LIC girls tournament championship. That game's supposed to tip off right around now, of course, yep, depending on what time the Marshall game ended.
Yep.
But the Marshall Lady Lions finished in third place in the LIC Girls Tournament. So, of course, their season continues, obviously, but that's the way things look for the LIC Girls. Of course, the Boys Tournament starts tomorrow,
right,
with Paris and Lawrenceville. And, of course, the only other game going on in the conference tonight is the Lawrenceville Indians and the Robinson Maroons.
Right. And this, Red Hill leads by 3. This would be a big win for Red Hill. I know they beat Newton, but Marshall, both Red Hill and Marshall, I believe, are 2-2 in the conference. Overall, Marshall is 9-8, and Red Hill is 7-8. So, this could be a big, nice win if they could hold on in the second half and post the victory tonight.
Well, let's take a look at the standings here. Marshall's in second place in the conference. They and Newton are both tied at 3-1, of course. Newton's only loss was to Red Hill, and Marshall's only loss was to Lawrenceville.
Marshall's lost to Olney also.
Olney.
Yeah, they lost to Marshall and Olney. I think they're 2-2.
So that's obviously a misprint,
right,
I guess, on the conference standings I have from the LIC,
right,
website. But, of course, Red Hill is tied for fourth, essentially, in the,
right,
Little Illini Conference. They're tied with Robinson, who's also 2-2. So this has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We will take a 2-minute break and have station identification, and then be back with the second half of play between the Red Hill Salukis and the Marshall Lions. Your score on the Port Blanny scoreboard, it's Red Hill 19 and Marshall 16. Back in 2 minutes, this is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
KC State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At KC State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. KC State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
LaPorte and Blondie's, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Wednesday specials are lasagna, spaghetti and meatballs, or chicken Alfredo. Every Wednesday is Mom's Night. Any mom that comes in with her family gets the special at half price. At LaPorte and Blondie's, let them show you why they are the place to be.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people, and Rutgers Candy. Take time for family and prayer, and always give praise. So we're about to start the second half of play here. With Rob McKinley, I am Adam Reinhart. Saluki is with a 19-16 lead over Marshall, and we inbound to start the second half of play. So Red Hill with the ball.
Oh, he travels.
He travels right away. Got a quick Port Blani scoreboard update at the end of the first quarter. Robinson with a 16-9 lead over the Lawrenceville Indians. That's at the end of the first quarter. So Marshall will inbound, and they have the ball down by three. This time, Isaac Wood gets it out this time. Now Cole Boyer has it at the free throw line, being guarded by Murray. Gets it out this time. Now they feed it down low this time. Back to Boyer. He's going to shoot it, and that bounces in. Cole Boyer now 6 points in the contest, and it's down to a one-point game, 19-18 Red Hill. Now Drew Moore has the ball at the baseline. Moore being guarded by Isaac Wood. Gets it out to Shoulders. Shoulders now this time feeds it to Andy Wells. Andy Wells with it. Gets it out to Parker Havel. Havel with the ball here. Gets it out this time, Chase Murray. Chase Murray feeds it down low to Shoulders, who gets the layup. Corbin Shoulders now 4 points in the ball game, and that makes it 21-18. Red Hill with the lead. Here's a three on the way from the top of the key. That's off the rim, and that's rebounded by Parker Havel. That was Isaac Wood missing that three. Now this time, Havel in transition now in the left wing for Red Hill. Looks for an opening, being double-teamed, and that's stolen away. Now it's Tharp with that steal. He drives down low, gets it out this time to Burdick. Burdick's going to shoot it. That got deflected there. And a fight for the rebound, and Tharp comes up with it. Here's a three on the way by Tharp. That's off the rim, and that's going to bounce almost out of bounds, and Tharp can't save it, and it's going to go to Red Hill.
Kind of a wild exchange there. As Burdick had a shot deflected too.
So a wild turn of events, as you say, as Red Hill now has the ball with a three-point lead for the Salukis. Now Drew Moore crosses half court with the ball here. Gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders feeds it down low to Havel. Havel gets it out to Chase Murray. Now a three on the way by Shoulders. That's off the rim and rebounded by Burdick. It's down the lines with the basketball here as they drive down low. Here's Isaac Wood with it. Gets out top the key to Burdick. Burdick feeds it down low, and that's going to be a good basket. That layup by Cole Boyer. Boyer now leading all Marshall scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game.
I think it was Chase Murray tried to go for the steal, and it opened it right up, so...
And we're down to a one-point game. It's 21-20 Red Hill. 6 minutes to go here in the third. They feed it down low to Andy Wells, being sandwiched by two defenders, and he gets the basket. Andy Wells now 6 points in the ballgame, and it's back to a three-point lead. It's 23-20 Salukis. Now they go in the left wing. This time here's Tharp getting it out this time to Boyer. Boyer this time hands it out to Burdick, who shoots and gets it. Jesse Burdick now 3 points in the ballgame, and it's back to a one-point game. 23-22 Salukis here as Parker Havel has the ball. And Havel immediately draws contact on Marcus Downs, and that foul's going to be on Downs.
First team foul of the second half, and second foul, I believe, on Downs. Or
third
on Downs.
So Chase Murray will inbound here from near half court and gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. 5:29 to go here in the third quarter as Parker Havel has it from just beyond half court. Being guarded here by Downs, and gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders now gets out top to Key to Drew Moore. Drew Moore now feeds it this time to Parker Abel, who drives down low, gets it out to Chase Murray in the left corner here. And he gets it out this time to Drew Moore. Down to 5:08 to go here in the third quarter. Drew Moore at the top of the key. 1-point lead for Red Hill. Now Chase Murray has it in the right wing. Feeds across court this time to Corbin Shoulders. Now Shoulders gets it out top of the key to Drew Moore. Now this time Chase Murray has it. And gets it out to Annie Wells at the top of the paint. Annie Wells with the ball gets it out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore at the top of the key here. Drives down low, gets it out to Chase Murray at the baseline. 4:42 to go here in the third as Corbin Shoulders has it and gets it out to Drew Moore, top the key. Saluki's really spreading the ball around here. Now Drew Moore being guarded by Downs, gets it out to Corbin Shoulders. Now this time back to Drew Moore as Drew Moore directs traffic here. 4:25 to go here in the third. Drew Moore getting a screen there from Wells. Now Drew Moore drives down low. He's going to shoot it over Burdick, and he got it. Drew Moore with that basket. He's now got 9 in the contest, and it's 25-22, but here's a 3, and that's good. That's Wade Tharp with that 3. He's got 7, and we're all tied at 25 in a 30-second timeout. On the Port Plenty scoreboard, 4:06 to go here in the third quarter. We're all tied at 25 between the Salukis and the Lions. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Tonight's broadcast on The Legend is brought to you by the Port Pilates, the place to eat for a great meal or just a treat, and Varner Service Center, offering all the automotive services that your vehicle needs. All tied at 25 here, 4:06 to go here in quarter number 3. And Red Hill has the ball. We are tied. Now Parker Havel crosses the timeline with it. Being guarded by Downs, and gets it out to Drew Moore. Drew Moore now backs off here. He's at the left wing this time. He's going to shoot it, and that gets blocked.
And
we're
going to
have a foul called, and that's going to be on Isaac Wood.
It'll be 2 on Wood, I believe.
And that will be the second team foul against Marshall.
It'll be for 2 shots. He was inside the arc, so.
So Drew Moore goes to the free throw line. Drew Moore so far with 9 points in the game. First free throw is up and good. He's now got 10. Tonight's game brought to you by Jay's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily and dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. And second free throw is no good. So Drew Moore connects on 1 of 2 free throws, and it's 26-25 Red Hill. 3:45 to go here in the third. Now the Lions with the ball. Tharp gets it out to Downs. Downs being guarded by Drew Moore here. Gets it out back to Tharp in the right wing. Tharp's going to shoot over Havel. No good, but he draws the foul on Parker Havel, and that will send him to the free throw line.
Wade Tharp with what, 7 points?
Yep, I got him with 7. And so that will be the first team foul on Red Hill and the first on Parker Havel as Tharp goes to the line. First free throw is up and good.
That ties the game at 26. And if he hits his free throw, it'll be the first lead for Marshall since they were ahead 10-8.
It also make him the leading scorer for Marshall. Second free throw is up and good. He's now got 9 points, and it's 27-26. Marshall now with the lead. It's now Red Hill with the basketball here as Parker Havel crosses the timeline with it, and that's tipped away and stolen. Isaac Wood with that steal. He's being chased on the fast break, though. He gets the ball knocked away from him, but it will stay with the Lions as that ball goes out of bounds. No foul called on that situation, though, but Marshall will inbound. And they get it out this time to Isaac Wood. Isaac Wood now out to Tharp in the right wing. Tharp being guarded by Havel here. Feeds it this time. Now back to Tharp. Drives down low. Shoots it over Murray and gets the layup. Wade Tharp now in double figures. He's got 11, and it's 29-26 Lions. Now Drew Moore with the ball here as Red Hill's in transition. Shoulders down the left wing. Gets down back to Moore. Now top the key here is Chase Murray with the ball here. Chase Murray gets it out this time to Parker Havel in the right wing. Havel getting a screen from Wells. Gets it out top to Kia Shoulders. Shoulders now to Chase Murray in the left wing. Shoulders with Chase Murray now with the ball. Gets it out to Shoulders top to Key. Now back to Chase Murray in the left wing here. Murray drives down low. Gets out to Corbin Shoulders in the right wing. This time, now out to Havel, top the key. Now Drew Moore has it top the key. Gets out back to Havel at the baseline. Now this time Shoulders has it in the left wing. Drives past Tharp. And that's going to be picked away and stolen by Marcus Downs. Now Marshall with the ball in a three-point lead. They get out to Tharp at the baseline this time. Now this time out to Burdick, top the key. They feed it down low this time. Here's the shot, and that's going to be off the rim. Boyer misses that shot. And Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Down to 2:07 to go here in the third quarter. Marshall with a three-point lead. Red Hill with the basketball. Now this time Parker Havel has it in the right wing. Drives down low into the paint. Shoots over three defenders. That goes in and out. And the rebound comes out to Marcus Downs. Now Marshall here in quick transition here as Isaac Wood has it and rolls back into the left wing. They feed it down low, and that's good. Cole Boyer now with that basket. He's got 10 points in the contest, and Brian Havel wants a timeout. On the Port Plenty scoreboard, 1:41 to go here in the third quarter. It's Marshall 31 and the Red Hill Salukis 26. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Got a quick Port Blondie scoreboard final score update from our sister station, WAMW. The Rebate Lady Patriots win it over the Washington Lady Hatchets, 46-30. That's from WAMW, and our thanks to Dennis Poland back to station for sending me that final score update. So Red Hill with the ball down by five here. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. Landon Ray top the key, gets out to Chase Murray. Murray at the baseline, gets out to Drew Moore. Now this time Parker Havel has it in the right wing. Havel with the ball here, gets past Downs, and he's going to be called for a travel.
Yep. Marshall scored 15 points this quarter. They only had 16 in the whole first half. So Shoulders back in for Red Hill.
1:18 to go here in the third quarter. It's 31-26. Marshall Lions with the lead.
With the pace of this game, a 6 or 7 point lead could be very big, you know.
Absolutely. So now Marcus Downs drives down low, and that gets tipped away, and Corbin Shoulders comes up with the steal. Now Saluki's on a fast break here, 3-on-1. Landon Ray's going to shoot it from the right wing, and he got it. Landon Ray cuts the lead to 3 here. He's got 4 points in the game, and it's 31-28 Lions. Now Marshall with the ball as they feed it down low. This time to Boyer. Shoots it over Murray. Got the basket and draws the foul. Chase Murray can't believe it, but that's an and one for Cole Boyer. He's got 12 now in the contest.
And Boyer's about 6'3", and Murray about 5'11", and I think Boyer has about 25 or 30 pounds on him, too.
And that's the third foul on Chase Murray and the second on the team. And so that will send Cole Boyer to the free throw line. He's got 12 points so far. Free throw is up, and that's off the rim. And Marcus Downs comes up with the rebound. Chase Murray with the block, though, and that goes out of bounds, and Marshall will keep the ball. Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. And Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. Marshall will inbound from underneath the basket here as Wood gets out to Downs. Now here's a shot by Tharp that's on the way in and bounces in. Tharp now with 13 points in the game, and it's 35-28 Marshall, their biggest lead of the game. Now Corbin Shoulders drives into the paint, gets it out this time to Ray. Now Chase Murray takes a three from the left corner. That's off. And Boyer comes up with the rebound for Marshall. Now the Lions with the basketball here. Isaac Wood has the ball.
They're going for one shot with 16 seconds to go in the quarter.
They might as well. Wood still has the ball. 10 seconds to go here in the third. Wood holding for the last shot here. Landon Ray putting pressure on him. He rolls out to his left. Now this time, here's a three on the way by Downs. That's no good. And that's tipped back in. That's tipped back in.
By Boyer, they said.
By Boyer, and that's the end of the third quarter. Yep. Boyer now with 14 points, and on the Port Blondie scoreboard after three quarters of play, it's the Marshall Lions 37 and the Red Hill Salukis 28. We're back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're back to start the fourth quarter as Marshall has the ball in a 9-point lead over the Red Hill Salukis. As Wood gets it out to the right wing to Burdick. Now top of the key, here's Boyer with it. Now this time Tharp tries to feed it down low to Burdick, but Burdick can't catch the pass. And that goes out of bounds, and Red Hill will take over. And that's a break Red Hill needs. Right. They need a turnover there.
They need a turnover. They're down 9. And the pace of this game, they've scored 8, 11, and 9 in quarters. So, you know, they score 9 points this quarter, they'd have to hold Marshall scoreless.
So now Shoulders has the ball in the baseline for Red Hill. Gets out to Landon Ray. Now this time Drew Moore has it in the right corner. Takes a three here, and that's good. Drew Moore now with 13 points in the game, and it's down to a 6-point lead for Marshall, 37-31. Now the Lions with the basketball here as Isaac Wood has it. Being guarded here by Landon Ray. Now gets out this time to Burdick in the right corner. Burdick gets it out this time to Boyer, who shoots it. No good, but gets his own rebound and puts it back in. Boyer now has 16 points in the game. He leads all scorers, and it's 39-31 Marshall. Drew Moore shoots down low immediately. No good, and the rebound comes out to Isaac Wood. So Marshall with the ball and an 8-point lead here as we've just started the fourth quarter. Now this time Boyer has it top the key. Gets out to Tharp in the left wing. Tharp drives down the paint, shoots it, no good, but draws the shooting foul. And that will send Wade Tharp with 13 points to the free throw line. And that foul will be on Parker Havel, and that will be his second.
Right.
And the third on the team. So in the meantime, Wade Tharp at the free throw line with 13 points so far. His first free throw is up and good. Two scores so far for the Lions in double figures. Wade Tharp's one of them. He's got 14. The other one being Cole Boyer. He's got 16. Second free throw by Tharp is up and off the front of the rim, and Corbin Shoulders with the rebound. 40-31, Marshall with the lead. Red Hill with the basketball. Corbin Shoulders top the key, gets out this time left wing to Landon Ray. Now Drew Moore has the top the key, feeds it down low to Mitchell Nash, who shoots it and gets it. Mitchell Nash now with 4 points in the game, and it's 40-33 Lions. Now Lions with the basketball here. And they feed it down low this time to Burdick. Burdick draws the foul. He was sandwiched by Nash and Drew Moore. I think the foul's going to be on Drew Moore,
I think
though.
His second. It'll be the team's fourth. I believe.
And it is on Drew Moore, his second and the team's fourth. So Tharp will inbound from underneath the basket and gets it out to Wood. Now this time Downs gets it out to Tharp, who's going to shoot it. That's going to be off the rim, and Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. 6:02 to go here in the fourth. Shoulders with the ball in the left corner. Gets it out to Havel, who takes a three here, and that's off the rim. And Tharp comes up with the rebound. Now Tharp in transition, and that's stolen away by Havel. But we got a whistle, though.
And a foul against Marshall, I believe, on the turnover.
Looked like Tharp fell down as he turned the ball over. And so that will be on Marshall. That'll be the third foul on the team, and that will be on Cole Boyer, it looks like. So probably a foul away from the ball.
It must have been.
So just under 6 minutes to go here in the fourth. Red Hill down by 7. Shoulders gets out top the key.
They have a screen against, moving screen against Nash, I believe.
So another foul on Red Hill, yep. Brian Havel has his hands on the back of his head. He's frustrated.
You can see that one coming.
Yep.
Moore was trying to come off the screen, which he did, but
5:37 to go here in the fourth. Marshall with a 40-33 lead and the ball. Now this time Boyer has it top the key here, being guarded by Nash. Boyer with the ball here. Gets it out this time right wing to Wood. And we got a reach-in foul, it looks like. And that looks like it's going to be on Landon Ray as he tried to get the steal. We got a quick Port Blonde scoreboard update at the half down in Lawrenceville. It's the Robinson Maroons leading the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 40-18 at the half down in Lawrenceville.
What did you say?
40-18.
40-18. Okay.
Yep. In the meantime, Burdick with the pass down low gets his own rebound and gets the basket. Burdick now with 5 points in the game, and it's 42-33. Lions with the lead. Havel gets it out to Corbin Shoulders at the baseline. Now this time Landon Ray has it. Landon Ray here being guarded by Tharp. And we got a double dribble, it looks like.
I think 3 seconds.
3 seconds. So Andy Wells is about to come into the game as Mitchell Nash will take a seat on the bench. 42-33 is your score. Marshall with a 9-point lead. I believe their largest lead of the game so far. So Isaac Wood will bring the ball up court. We're down to 5 minutes to go here in the basketball game. 9-point lead for Marshall as they get it out to Tharp in the left wing. Tharp drives down low, shoots it over Havel, and gets it. Wade Tharp now 16 points in the game. He's tied with Cole Boyer with 16 for the leading score for Marshall. And Marshall is up by double digits. It's 44-33. Now Drew Moore, and that pass goes out of bounds. That was intended for Landon Ray, I think, but he can't come up with it. That goes way past Landon Ray,
too. Yeah, passed behind him. I think Drew started driving to the basket, tried to pass back, and Landon was too far in. That's now 14 turnovers for Red Hill.
So Wood will shoot it from the right wing, and that's good. Isaac Wood now with 8 points in the game, and it's 46-33. Drew Moore takes a three from the top of the key. That's going to be off the rim. Landon Ray chases after it. Can't get to it. It goes out of bounds, and that will go to the Lions. So Chase Murray about to come back into the game as Landon Ray will take a seat. So a frustrating night so far for Coach Havel. His team got off to a really good start in the first half, but now it's a 13-point lead for the Lions.
Well, Marshall came out and shot 9 of 14 in the third quarter.
Tharp catches the pass down low and gets the layup. Tharp now with 18 points in the game, and it's 48-33. Now we're up to a 15-point Marshall lead. Now Murray in the left wing gets out to Havel. Now this time Shoulders has it at the baseline. Shoulders drives in the paint, shoots it, and gets the basket.
That brings the scoring guard. It was Red Hill had the ball trailing 40-33 and a chance to cut it, but Marshall scored the next 8 points before Red Hill could score there.
Now Havel guarding Tharp here, and he gets across court. Now they feed it down low to Tharp this time. He catches that pass and gets it out to Marcus Downs in the left wing. Down to 3:36 to go in the game, and that pass is stolen away by Corbin Shoulders. Shoulders now across the timeline with it, gets out to Drew Moore in the right wing. Moore drives down low, draws the blocking foul, and they're not going to count the basket, but it is a blocking foul as Drew Moore drew that foul. And so Parker Havel will inbound. And that foul will be on Isaac Wood. That'll be his third and the fourth against Marshall. They inbound this time. Danny Wells down low. Flare it out to Drew Moore, top the key. Moore with the basketball here. 13-point lead for Marshall as Danny Wells shoots it. No good. And Jake Tharp, Wade Tharp comes up with the rebound. Now Wade Tharp drives down low. Looks for an opening being guarded by Havel. Feeds it down low this time. And that pass goes out of bounds, and Red Hill will take the ball. So another Marshall turnover there, and Corbin Shoulders gets set to inbound from underneath the basket. Down to 3:07 to go here in the ball game. 48-35 Marshall is your score. So the Salukis will cross timeline here. Here's Parker Havel with the ball. Gets out right wing to Corbin Shoulders. Now this time top the key. They get it out to Drew Moore. He's going to shoot it, and that's good. That's nothing but net as Drew Moore now is 15 in the game. And it's going to be 48-37 Marshall with 2:48 to go here. Drive down to the basket, no good. Rebound, though, by Burdick. He can't put it back in, and he misses that rebound, but Marcus Downs comes up with it. Here's a three by Tharp. That's off the rim, and Andy Wells finally comes up with the rebound for Red Hill. Now Drew Moore has the ball in transition, down to 2:03 to go here in the ball game. Now Corbin Shoulders has it in the right wing, gets it out top to key to Chase Murray. They feed it down low to Shoulders, now out to Havel. Havel with the ball at the baseline, gets it out to Drew Moore, takes a three here on the way. No good. Andy Wells comes up with the rebound, shoots it over Downs, and gets the basket. And immediately we have a timeout taken by Coach Havel. On the Port Blundy scoreboard, 2:13 to go here in the ball game. It's the Marshall Lions 48 and the Red Hill Salukis 39. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
2:13 to go here in the ball game. Marshall with a 48-39 lead over the Red Hill Salukis.
Red Hill scored the last 6 points, so giving them a little bit of life.
So Downs will inbound and get out to Tharp, and now back to Downs here as Red Hill presses here. Full court press, yep. Chase Murray putting some pressure here on Downs. They double team Downs, but they break the double team. Get it out to Tharp down low, and he's got the basket.
And Ryan Havel was hoping for a travel there. It looked like it may have.
Tharp now 20 points in the ball game, and it's 50-39, Marshall. And Chase Murray has to break some pressure. He loses it almost, and Marshall comes up with the steal. That's Wood coming up with it. He shoots it. That's off the rim, and Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Now Salukis quickly feed down low to shoulders, and that gets blocked away, but a foul is going to be called on Marcus Downs. Downs was going for the block.
Marshall taking a couple of shots that they probably didn't need to take. They could bring the ball out. They'd be in the bonus, but two shots for shoulders has 6 points in the ball game.
So Cole Corbin shoulders at the free throw line. First free throw is up and off the rim. Coming up after the game, we'll give you our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and our Embraugh Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game and hear from Coach Havel after the game. Second free throw is up and good. That brings shoulders point total to 7 now. And it's 50-40, and we got a whistle and a looks like a 5-second call.
No, I think they call a foul, an offensive foul on, against Tharp, I think.
That will be on Tharp, yep, his first.
A turnover, their 14th.
That's a 16th foul against Marshall, and Red Hill gets the ball back. They inbound to Drew Moore, shoots it from the right wing, and he got it. Drew Moore now has 17 points in the game, making a strong case to be our Carl player of the game. Yeah. Now Tharp has trouble inbounding here. Downs gets it out to Tharp, and now this time they get it out to Wood. Now Wood being double-teamed gets it out back to Downs. 1:20 to go here. In the fourth, they feed it down low. This time they lose it, and Andy Wells comes up with the steal. Now Salukis in transition, down 8. Drew Moore's going to shoot it here from the free throw line, and he got it. We're down to a 6-point lead here for Marshall. We have a timeout on the floor.
With 1:09 to go.
On the Port Blundy scoreboard, 1:09 to go here in the ball game. It's Marshall 50 and the Salukis 44. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Downs inbounds out this time to Wood. Salukis down by 6. They got to get a steal or a turnover. And
Moore,
that ball
Moore
is tipped out by Drew Moore.
Midcourt.
Salukis could really use a Reggie Miller 8 points in 9 seconds like sequence here.
Marshall has Reggie Miller.
Yep. Exactly. Got to come up in the clutch here. They're trying to foul, though, and they're going to foul.
They're going to call Murray on the foul, his fourth.
And that will send Cole Boyer, who has 16 points in the game, to the free throw line. Of course, these free throws are big.
Boyer is 0 for 1 from the line. This is a 1-1.
If he hits this free throw, it's a three-possession game. If he misses and Red Hill gets the rebound, they'll have the ball down only two possessions. Here's the free throw, and that's good. Boyer now at 17, and that's a big free throw. Now it's a three-possession game, and Marshall gets another free throw. Boyer at the line again. Second free throw is up, and that's off the rim. And that rebound, though, by Marcus Downs, and he puts it in.
It looked like Murdick went over the back of the Red Hill player, knocked it over to him. So
big play there by Marcus Downs, and Red Hill feeds it out left wing to Corbin Shoulders, who takes a three here. That's off the rim. Havel can't come up with the rebound when we get a foul. And that looks like it's going to send Parker Havel to the free throw line. And that foul looks like it will be on Marcus Downs, and that's his fifth.
Yeah, it is.
So Marcus Downs has fouled out of the game with 3 points. First free throw by Havel, up and good.
They haven't marked him out yet, so now they call him fifth foul.
So Parker Havel now at the free throw line. He's got his first point of the game. As now Marcus Downs on the bench, and it looks like Wallace is coming in. For Marshall.
Because Vita missed the free throw. They'd had a player out there in the five fouls, which.
But Downs, no less, with a big play on that last free throw, though, as he got the rebound and put it in for two more points. A huge play. Second free throw by Havel off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Andy Wells comes up with it, shoots it, and gets it. Andy Wells with a huge basket. He's got 10 now. Red Hill's got a foul. They're down 6. They're trying to go for the steal, though, and finally drew more fouls. Wallace, and that will send Wallace to the free throw line and be a foul on Drew Moore.
Wallace has not scored in the ball game. Third foul on Moore, I believe.
And that will be a 1-1. So this first free throw alone is a huge free throw.
Right.
Again, if Red Hill can get the rebound here.
Landon Ray's going to come in for
Chase Murray.
Shooting, offense, 3-point shooting.
So Jaden Wallace will come in to the free throw line for a 1-1. This free throw here would make it a 7-point lead for Marshall. His free throw is up, and it's bouncing, it's good. Wallace has his first point of the game, and that makes it a 54-47 lead for the Lions, and Wallace will get a second free throw. So these free throws huge for the Lions here. 33.7 to go here in the ball game. Second free throw by Wallace. It's up, and it is good. Make that 2 points for Wallace, and it's an 8-point lead for the Lions. Drew Moore now has the ball here, driving down low. He's going to shoot. He lost the ball.
He got tipped out of bounds on a shot. He tried to take it coast to coast.
And so that was tipped away by Marshall, and Red Hill will keep the ball here. 29.4 to go here in the ball game. The inbound to Drew Moore. He's going to shoot from the left wing, and that's good. Down to a 6-point lead again for Marshall, and we have a timeout. On the Port Blundy scoreboard, 26.1 to go in the ball game. It's the Lions 55 and the Salukis 49. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
And so Marshall inbound. They have a 6-point lead, 26.1 seconds to go here in the game as Jaden Wallace inbounds out this time to Tharp. And Drew Moore is going to foul Tharp immediately. And that will send Tharp to the free throw line. And I believe that will be the fourth foul on Drew Moore.
They didn't put the last one up on the board over there, so now they're trying to do it.
So we got a sub coming in, it looks like, for Marshall. And in the meantime, the coach is discussing. And Chase Murray actually comes out to the bench now. First free throw is up and good. Wade Tharp now with 21 points in the game. He leads all scores. And Wade Tharp will go to the line for a second free throw. It's up, and it is good. 22 for Tharp, 23.2 seconds to go in the ball game. It's 57-49 Lions. Now Drew Moore has it top of the key, 20 seconds to go. He's going to take a three here, and that's off the rim. And Tharp comes up with the rebound, and he's fouled by Andy Wells. And that will send Tharp back to the free throw line with 15.5 seconds to go here. And it looks like, barring a miracle, the Marshall Lions will come up with the victory.
Right. Tharp back at the line. You see, he has 21 points, I think he said. Or 22 now, maybe.
22 points, it looks like, for Tharp. First free throw is up and good. Make that 23 for Tharp. And he'll get a second free throw. It's 58-49 Marshall with 15.5 to go in the ball game. Tharp at the line again. Second free throw is up and good. And make that 24 for Tharp. Down to 15 seconds to go here. 10-point lead for the Lions. As Corbin Shoulders picks up the ball to start the clock here. Down to 12 seconds. Shoulders drives down low, shoots it, and gets it over Burdick. Shoulders with that basket. He's got 9 in the contest, but Marshall will dribble out the final seconds. Down to 3 seconds, and Marshall's going to get the victory. Your final score on the Port Blaney scoreboard as the buzzer sounds. It's the Marshall Lions 59 and the Red Hill Salukis 51 as Red Hill drops to 7-9 overall and 2-3 in the conference, and Marshall picks up a big win and improves to 3-2 in the Little Illini Conference. So we'll take a 3-minute break and be back with our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game as your final scores once again on the Port Blaney scoreboard, the Marshall Lions 59 and the Red Hill Salukis 51. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from PeopleSafe Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at PeopleSafe Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. PeopleSafe Bank, your community bank.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
And once again, your final score on the Port Blundy scoreboard, the Marshall Lions win it 59-51 over the Red Hill Salukis. We welcome you to our postgame show with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart. We have a quick Port Blundy scoreboard update. After three quarters, the Lawrenceville Indians trailed the Robinson Maroons by a score of 51-25 after three quarters in that game. So
Robinson, who Red Hill will play Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. So
let's go ahead and take a look at the scores for Red Hill and Marshall. Drew Moore leads all scores for the Salukis with 21 points. Andy Wells had 10. Corbin Shoulders had 9. Mitchell Nash and Landon Ray both had 4. Chase Murray had 2. And Parker Havel finishes with 1 point. That's your scores for the Red Hill Salukis. And for the Marshall Lions, they were led by Wade Tharp, who finishes the game with 24 points. Cole Boyer had 17 points in the game. Isaac Wood had 8. Jesse Burdick had 5. And Marcus Downs had 3. And Jaden Wallace had 2 for the victorious Marshall Lions.
Red Hill got off to a decent start. Marshall led 9-8 at the end of the first quarter. Red Hill had a 5-point lead a couple times in the second quarter, and they led by 3 at halftime, 19-16. It kept the lead until it was Marshall took the lead at 27-26. They took the lead really for good there when it was ever down. It was 26-25 Red Hill, and Marshall outscored Red Hill 12-2 the rest of the quarter, and led after three quarters 37-28. The largest lead came in the fourth quarter at 48-33. Salukis kind of rallied there and got the lead down to 6 at 53-47, but then had to foul to try to stay in the game. They did get it back to 6 a couple of times, but never could get it over the hump, and they lose it by the score of 59-51. They were out-rebounded big time, 32-19. 15 turnovers for each team. Red Hills came early into the ballgame. Marshall turned the ball over several times there in the fourth quarter, and Red Hill was able to capitalize a couple times, but still not enough there. And the first half, I had Red Hill 0 of 10 on 3-point shots. I go 0 of 12, 13, 14. I don't think they made a 3-pointer in the ballgame, so they made one. Drew Moore made. They're like 1 of 14 or 1 of 15 on threes. So and they were like 12 or 32 going to the fourth quarter shooting-wise.
I think it's safe to say the third quarter, Rob, was really the difference in this game. Of course, Red Hill did go into halftime with a lead, but Marshall capitalizes on the third quarter, and they, of course, go on to win the game.
Yeah. Well, Marshall scored 16 points in the first half. They scored 21 in the third quarter, 22 in the fourth, but Red Hill scored 23 in the fourth quarter, but it was a 19-9 difference, or 21-9. Outscoring in the second quarter from a 3-point deficit for Marshall to a 9-point lead, and they were able to hold on.
We got a quick Port Blundy scoreboard update from the LIC Girls Championship game. Paris with a 16-8 lead over the Olney Tigers. That's at the end of the first quarter, so Paris with the lead over Olney in that LIC Girls Championship game at the end of the first quarter.
So with the win, Marshall, I believe, is 3-2 in the conference and 10-8 overall. Red Hill's 2-3. And 7-9. Red Hill will next see play at 6 o'clock in the LIC tournament at Red Hill. The second-seeded Robinson Maroons and the seventh-seeded Red Hill Salukis. And Marshall, I believe, is the third seed.
I think that's right.
And they play, I'm not sure who they play. I can't remember. I don't have that bracket right in front of me.
I've got the bracket right in front of me, actually. Marshall is actually the fifth seed.
Fifth
they
seed.
Will play Newton on Saturday at 4:30.
And Newton's the fourth seed.
That's right.
Okay.
So Olney is actually the number 3 seed. They'll take on Flora. Robinson, of course, the number 2 seed, and Casey, the number 1 seed. As Coach Havel is on his way up to the press area, so we're going to hear from Coach Havel pretty shortly. And after our interview with him, we'll give you our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. But for right now, we are joined by Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel after a tough 59-51 loss to the Marshall Lions. Of course, you're first game playing after a long snow delay, obviously, but things look pretty promising in the first half. Probably the third quarter seems to be the difference in this game. Of course, obviously a full 32-minute game, but you did have a promising start, though.
Yeah, we didn't play a real great game. I didn't think defensively we were bad. Offensively, we really struggled. I thought we look like a team that hadn't been able to be in a gym, one day and six. And that's tough when you're And that's tough when that's what you can do. And we look like a team that hadn't been able to get together. And you know, when that happens, your conditioning struggles, your shooting struggles. And it showed tonight. You know, and they killed us on the boards. Yep. I mean, we were trying to get into them. It was a very, very physical game. For whatever reasons, it felt like probably the most physical game we've been a part of all year. And that says something.
I had him out rebounding you 32-19. And that's a lot of us were on the offensive rebounds.
Yeah, and I, you know, maybe at times we weren't getting into them real well, but I thought we were doing a pretty decent job. It was just kind of like when the ball went off the rim, it was however you wanted to get to the ball to go rebound it, you could do it. And you know, they obviously were tougher and able to get to more of them than what we were. And that hurt. And I think in a game that it felt like a defensive battle, you can ill afford to give up underneath shots like that. And they just pounded us down there.
Well, the pace of this game, too, being slow. And when a team gets a lead, 6 or 7 point lead, it's difficult to come back when it's a kind of a slower pace game, too.
Yeah, you know, and we were up 3 at halftime, and we felt like we knew we hadn't played real great. I mean, and we knew they hadn't played well either, really. Like I said, it was a defensive battle there at that point. And, you know, we had several kids that their shots weren't falling, and, you know, they started lacking confidence and really, you know, we probably had at least three kids, and that's what I told the kids in the locker room, probably played some of their worst basketball of the year tonight, I felt like. Now, on the flip side of that, you know, I thought our energy was there. I thought our hustle was there and that sort of thing. But, again, you just can't have 5 or 6 days where you get in a gym one day that just doesn't work and then come play a game.
Of course, Drew Moore finishes the game with 21 points. Obviously, good effort from him tonight. Andy Wells finishes with 10. Corbin Shoulders has 9. But I know something that's been a problem for you guys in a lot of your games is the lack of spread of scoring. I guess a lot of times you'll get a double-figure game from one player and not from others. Obviously, that you did have two players in double figures tonight, but
they're long too. Their length, they're long in every position. And you know, I thought that caused us some issues too, but, you know, again, it 59-51. We got to shoot the ball better than what we did. We made a push late, but you got to be able to score the ball better than what we did and run better offense, and we didn't do it tonight.
I had their 3-point shooting at 1 of 16, so.
Yeah, it was bad, but I've said enough about being in the gym. So.
And, of course, no rest, obviously. You got the LIC tournament starting on Saturday. You got Robinson, who's the number 2 seed, so a very tough Robinson team you're about to see. So you got to turn around in 48 hours, essentially, and play that game, less than 48 hours.
Yeah, we got one practice to get ready for that. And, you know, they'll be every bit as physical as this game was tonight. And we got to erase this game and get better and compete. And I think we'll compete well on our home floor.
All right, Coach. Thank you, and good luck Saturday.
We'll see you Saturday.
And that's Red Hill Coach Brian Havel, and we will take our final timeout and be back in 3 minutes with our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Ambrough Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game. That's coming up after this 3 minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Ambrough Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrough Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community.
So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Once again, your final score on the Port Blaney scoreboard. The Marshall Lions win it 59-51 over the Red Hill Salukis. With Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. And let's go ahead and give you our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game. And once again, it's Drew Moore as he finishes the game with 21 points. So Drew Moore is our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game. And our Embraer Federal Credit Union sub of the game, this one was a little tough to give away, but we've decided on Mitchell Nash. He comes off the bench and finishes the game with 4 points.
Right.
So he is our Embraer Federal Credit Union sub of the game. And so congratulations to Drew Moore and Mitchell Nash. So one final time before we go off for the night, the LIC Boys Tournament starting tomorrow night with the Lawrenceville Indians taking on the Paris Tigers over at Red Hill High School. And you can listen to that game on our sister station, Light 103. And Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman will have that game. That'll be at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern. And, of course, Saturday is when things really get crazy for the LIC Boys. Red Hill will host Robinson at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. That will be at Red Hill High School, and you can listen to that game right here on The Legend. Steve Anderson and Rob will have that game. And if Lawrenceville were to win tomorrow night, they would take on Casey at 3 o'clock Central Time on Saturday afternoon. If they lose that game, they would play on Monday night at 7 o'clock Central. But Red Hill, obviously in the Saturday game as the number 7 seed, if they win, they would play next Tuesday. If they lose, they would play next Wednesday. So that's how crazy it is, but that's the bracket for you. So we will see you on Saturday as the Red Hill Salukis take on the Robinson Maroons at 6 o'clock Central Time. That's it for us tonight here in Marshall. Once again, your final score on the Port Blaney scoreboard, the Lions 59 and the Red Hill Salukis 51. Our thanks to Dennis Pullen back at the station for keeping us on the air, and we'll see you Saturday. So for Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. You've been listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.
This is where the country legends live. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.